Blog Talk Radio.
Vibrish time. Get your east hair. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the backyard. This is your host, Margaret Marshall, and I want to welcome you to Backyard Labrish. This evening, we are going to be talking about what our President of the United States was talking about, and that is education and the importance of education for our young folks all over the world, not just here, because they are our future. And as a passionate senior, I'm also very passionate about the future, even though I might not be around, but anything I can do to make it a better one, boy, am I passionate about that. So I see we have a couple of callers on the line, and I want to let you know that just hit one on your keypad when you want to join the Labrish. But those of you who are on our mailing list will know that we are promoting Jazz in the Garden, which is a benefit that is actually helping children at risk in the homeland. So our visitors that are not from Jamaica but are friends of Jamaica, I know you can still identify with the fact that, you know, the young people need all the support we can give them. So I want to tell you a little bit about the organization, and again, I want to welcome my caller Skyping in. I don't know what country you're Skyping from or city, but I can see a Skyper on the line. I'm getting very techie here, so I can identify the outer countryers or outer towners. So if you want to talk to us, I suppose you have to hit an extra one, because Skypers come in as all ones. Anyway, again, I have callers from 631, and anytime you want to talk to me, just hit one on your phone. Our special guest is not here yet, so in the meantime, I'll fill you in about what they're all about, because I'm so excited. In the past, we've been talking a lot about what happened. We did the tour of Jamaica, discovered Jamaica one parish at a time, and discovered a lot of things that we didn't know before, all making us very proud of what people, individuals, once they're inspired, can do for a nation, a country, and the world. And the benevolent missions of Atlanta have a newsletter, and I wanted to read just a little passage of what the president had in this particular newsletter I'm reading. It says, Jamaicans, whether living in Jamaica or those living abroad, have demonstrated time and again the excellence that our people are capable of achieving if given the opportunity. We are pleasantly surprised all the time at how such a small country can produce such world-class achievers. And, we just have to think about what happened recently with our athletes to know that this is almost an statement, because I think if there's, I don't think there's a part of the world that we do not have a Jamaican that's excelling and achieving and contributing in some way. Some time ago, we talked about a Jamaican who was in Alaska doing some fantastic things and mentioned that he had never seen snow before he went to Alaska. So we're really capable of a lot. But, you know, it starts with the young people. And that's what this organization is focusing on, helping underserved children, as they say, at the primary school age. Because I don't know if some of our listeners are familiar with the problems that they're having there. Excuse me. But, you know, just like I suppose a lot of countries are having similar problems, but there have been cutbacks, and, of course, the population has increased. And I'm reading here in their newsletter that some of the schools, the primary schools, have over 60 students in one classroom. And I just, you know, we complain here about 30 and 40. Can you imagine 60 students in one classroom? I don't know how many teachers they have to service them, but this newsletter also mentioned that that is also a problem because there's a woeful shortage of qualified teachers. And, of course, that is only contributing to the problem. So, just like President Obama spoke to the school children recently and encouraged them to stay in school. We want to make sure that the children in Jamaica have a chance not only to stay in school but have the equipment and the supplies that they need, because if you don't get them early, you know, they're lost. They won't get into a higher education if they don't get the basics. I don't know if any of our listeners are familiar with any of the statistics, but some time ago, there was an article in the Jamaican newspaper, I think, stating that illiteracy has increased since the island has become independent. Now, I found that very disturbing because instead of going forward, it seems like we're going backward. However, regardless of what is happening, each individual one of us as people, and especially if you are passionate about your roots, even if you don't ever plan to go back there, I can tell you I am one of them that perhaps will not ever go back to live in Jamaica. I'll always go to visit, but it's very dear to my heart, and whatever I can do to help in any way, I am very passionate about it. So what I hope to do tonight is to have the representative from Benevolent Missions of Atlanta tell you about this fantastic affair that they're putting on this coming weekend to raise money for the cause. But of course, if you are so inclined and you would like to check them out, you know, you can go to their website, which the representative will give you all that information once she gets online. However, you know, we have a saying in Jamaica. Remember we did Proverbs the last time, one cocoa, full basket. So whatever you are, in whatever way you're able to help, you know, every little makes a difference. So I'm hoping that most of our Atlanta listeners will be at the event on Sunday. It's going to be very fantastic. It's a star-studded event, and I leave all the juicy surprises for you or details of who's going to be there so that our listeners from all over the country will wish they were here in Atlanta. And this is the time to be in Atlanta because we've had a beautiful summer. It hasn't been too hot. I understand it's quite hot in Jamaica, Florida is burning up, but I can tell you it hasn't been too bad here, and it can get really, really hot. So we're looking forward to this affair this coming weekend. But in the meantime, I wanted to talk a little bit, and please help me out here if you have a comment, in terms of the importance of early education. And that's what this organization is sort of focused on, getting the kids in primary schools. Because I think there's a scholarship out there, and I'm not quite sure because I've been out of the school system even here for a long time, so I'm just catching up. My children were born and educated here, but even I have grandchildren now, and they're just getting into the system. So I don't know too much about what's happening in Jamaica. But from my experience, just as being a parent, I know, and they're really insisting on early education, I think all over the world, especially here in the United States. It is very important to get the minds focused on the importance of education. And at the same time, they need to have the tools that they, not only the tuition, but they need the tools, they need the encouragement, and, you know, they need to have help. So that's what we're going to be talking. How can we help? How, in what way can we help? And the help, even if you can't get out to Jamaica to help, you know, just encouraging someone that can help, spreading the word, getting groups together that may be able to help. Last week we had another organization who had a walk, a 10K walk, or I forgot what it was. Of course, I was one of the walkers, but everybody was trying to raise money. People didn't have a lot of money to donate, but what it added up. You know, you get $2 here, $5 there, another dollar over there, and before you know it, you can make a contribution to a cause. And the Benevolent Missions of Atlanta have a website that you can go on and, you know, donate whatever you can. If you're in the Atlanta area, we hope that you will join us at the event. But if not, see what you can do to help them out. So I think that we have our loyal listener from the Bronx. Would you put your hand up, please, if you're there? Hit your number one on the keypad. Okay, there he is. So
sure
I would...
I am.
Hi there. Welcome.
I see you're preempting the president tonight. He's on television as we speak.
Oh, he is?
Yes,
oh, yes,
ma'am.
Congress. Oh, well, I have to hurry with the show because I'm just kidding. He's one of my favorite speakers. And that brings me to the point where part of the intrigue of this thing this coming weekend is that I understand I have not heard this gentleman speak, but I understand that it would be great to get him and the president together because they have quite a few things in common, and that is the Honorable Rex Nettleford. He will be the guest speaker for this event on Sunday, and we're going to have an interview with him that will be broadcast next week. So for our callers who have never heard him or would like to hear him or are his fans, because he does have a lot of fans, please be sure to tune in next week to listen to that. So what do you have to share with us, Mr. Lay? Do you know anything about what's going on with the education system in Jamaica?
No, not basics that would... enhance your discussion tonight. What I do know is that, and I do my part to help my alma mater,
mm-hmm.
which is St. George's College.
Uh-huh.
I go periodically for fundraisers and this, that, and the other. But as far as basic schooling and progress that kind of evaluation I could not give or even attempt.
Well, what I understand and what I have been reading, both in the Gleaner and, you know, from the organizations that are participating in trying to help the cause down there, is that, you know, there's a lot of overcrowding, number one, in the schools. There's a shortage of teachers. And although I think in most cases, the primary, in all cases, the primary education is free, they don't have everything that they need because this particular organization is sort of basically focusing on introducing them to technology. They're putting in computer labs, sending down computers, and I think they're also helping the kids that cannot afford it with uniforms and lunch money and things like that in forms of scholarships. Because one of the things I read, I think there was some research done as to why the illiteracy has increased. And part of what they said was the problem is, you know, in the old days, if a young girl had a baby, most time the grandmother would take care of that child. Well, the grandmothers are younger now. I suppose that's happening all over the world too, than they were in our days. You know, when we went to school. Number one, and number two, because those grandmothers are younger and everything there now is so Americanized, they think it's more important to do things for themselves, like have their hair done or their nails done. It has more priority than perhaps having school supplies and uniforms and lunch money for the kids. And
well,
you know,
sounds like the priorities are reversed a little bit. They're not thinking about school as much as they should and doing homework and the basic things. They're thinking of their vanity.
Which is a total shift in the consciousness.
Yeah.
Because in the old days it was not like that.
Not
on a large scale.
And discipline is a very important factor down there. I mean, I don't need to go into some of the negative things that happen for some schools. You would not believe that they have gangs in the schools and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, that we don't want to dwell on that aspect.
No, because what I find now is that I saw something in the newspaper the other day where some kid, I think he was in Mandeville or something, got accepted in one of our universities here because he was so focused. I think it was a high school kid. I think I have it posted on my thing, and I'll perhaps talk about it next week. But I did want to give this evening or most of the evening to one of the officers of this particular organization. I don't know if they're having trouble getting online, but I don't see them on the board yet. So we're sort of waiting on them. But in the meantime, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about what they're trying to do because I have one of their newsletters here. But I will talk more about the event once they get here. Oh, I see another raised hand, so let me open up the mic there. And, oh, I think it's our guest. So,
yes.
Good evening. Who do I have here?
This is Joanne McNish, Margaret, with Benevolent Missions of Atlanta.
Well, welcome to the show. We were just talking about you. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Well, not you in particular, but your organization and what you're trying to do. So, ladies and gentlemen and our listeners and online and on the phone, I would like to introduce you to Mrs. Joanne McNish, who is the secretary of the Benevolent Missions of Atlanta. So, welcome, Joanne.
Thank you, Margaret. I appreciate the opportunity of speaking with you, and actually this year I am also the fundraising chairperson for the organization.
Oh, good, good, very good. Well, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started and really what you're focusing, what your goals are?
Absolutely. Benevolent Missions of Atlanta was launched 4 years ago here in the city of Atlanta, and what motivated the forming of the organization was the awareness that the children, in many cases, are not achieving their educational goals because of various reasons, and we saw an opportunity that we could help. My husband and I actually went to Jamaica during Hurricane Ivan, and we actually, after Ivan hit, actually, to help and assist, and we connected with the Red Cross in Jamaica, and we visited several orphanages, and we saw the need, that you know, the desperate need in those children, and when we came back, we got together with individuals here in the city of Atlanta and talked about how we could have an impact, and hence the organization was founded with like-minded people who had the desire to help children. We decided, and right after a lot of discussion, we thought that the age group that would really benefit greatly would be the elementary or primary school age children. So we are targeting the 8 to 12-year-olds,
uh-huh.
And really in helping them with things like we provide scholarships, for example, and to help them with lunch money and uniforms, books, etc.
Oh, great.
And
fantastic. Now, is that, do you have particular schools or a particular part of the island that you focus on? How do you select?
Well, our desire is to actually be strategic. We're trying to be strategic by trying to reach different parishes and not just one sector of the country, but east, west, south, and north. And what we, how we select schools is by getting, becoming aware of schools that are, you know, in most need as far as the children who are in most need, and evaluating and comparing and contrasting the number of students in a particular school that are we think are at risk.
Mm.
And so we do quite a bit of research, and initially our first school was St. Anne's Bay Primary that we are working with. We're working with students there. We also have established a computer lab in the school.
What parish
so
is that?
St. Anne's Bay Primary in
St.
Anne.
Okay.
That's correct. And our second school that we are targeting is Seaward Primary in the city, in Kingston, in the capital. And very needy students, after doing our research, we plan to support, again, students with scholarships and also develop their library and try to put some computers and software into the school.
Right. Now, after the children leave that primary school, they go directly to high school, or is there a middle school?
No, they go directly to high school.
Okay. All right. So it goes
That's
up
correct.
What age group?
12.
Oh, to 12.
12. That's correct. And then they go into high school. So we're trying to prepare them as much as possible so that they can get into the high school system in Jamaica. We believe that, you know, when adequate resources and nurturing are provided to at-risk children, their chance of success and positive contribution to society is greatly increased. And so we try to assist them by providing financial contributions and also, of course, helping with the infrastructure by providing computers into the school itself.
No, I understand. Now, I noticed by your newsletter at one time you were talking about or asking for mentors. Is it mentors? Let me look what it said here.
Yes. And in addition, that's correct, Margaret. In addition to what we do in Jamaica, we're based in Atlanta, and
huh?
I know you have an international audience.
Right.
So we believe that we live here and reside here, and we also want to contribute to the children here. And so we developed a mentoring program with a school, and we facilitated a robotics summer program where we provided or facilitated scholarships with students from a elementary/primary school here and a college in the city of Atlanta.
Oh.
And it was excellent, actually, for the kids.
Very good. Now, I sort of thought, I wondered if the mentoring program was for Jamaica, too. So you were, that was a focus here in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, that's correct. We have not yet implemented a program, a mentoring program in Jamaica. It's obviously a little bit more difficult. We would have to work with individuals there to do
right,
that.
Right, right. I realize that.
Exactly. So, therefore, since we're here, one way of helping or working with children here is through mentorship.
Right. Good. Now, let me just ask you, are you planning to have chapters in other cities?
We absolutely would love to do that. We want to do that, and it is a desire for us to definitely have chapters in other cities. And if anyone is interested, you know, wherever you are, really, talking to your audience, you know, the purpose, hopefully we all have a purpose and a desire, and perhaps in different areas. But education, we believe, is really an area that opens doors for individuals. And so you can help. You know, we have organizations like ours. Obviously, there are individuals who are actually working and implementing the mission. But how everybody can help is really, if you don't have the time to actually get involved with organizations, you can support us by providing funds or other organizations who are doing a similar mission or have a similar mission. And the only way we can implement our work and our mission and vision is by funding, through funding. And encourage donors, I encourage individuals, if you're able to do so, we have a strong donor program, and I'd love to give the information as to where you can go to really assist us in our mission and also to get more information about what we do.
Sure. And is this tax deductible?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay.
We're a 501c3 organization, and so the tax impact is there because of that status.
Right. Well, would you like to give our listeners the information that they can go to and get more information?
Yes.
Just excuse me for a minute. The
501c3,
denotes that it's a nonprofit, right?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. And as such, the benefits, as you mentioned, is to the donors is that it's tax-free and you get a tax allowance, if you want to put it that way, for donating.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. That's exactly correct.
And when you're finished giving this information, I have an idea to give the listeners, you know, those that can implement it. So go on, Joanne, and tell people where they can go to get more information and donate.
Okay. BenevolentMissions.com. That's BenevolentMissions. Missions, MISSIONS.com. So that's www.benevolentmissions.com. So please go online. Our contact information is there where you can send donations to, and you'll also become aware of what we're doing. We're actually having a fundraiser. For those of you who are here in Atlanta, this Sunday we're having what we call Jazz in the Garden. It's a benefit to raise funds for our mission. And we're very excited that we will be actually having our keynote speaker, the distinguished Honorable Professor Rex Netterford, will be our keynote speaker. And we're really looking forward to that. And we will be recognizing Dr. Beverly Hall, who is the Atlanta Public Schools School Systems Superintendent. And Dr. Hall happens to be Jamaican-born, and she was recently recognized this year as the number one superintendent in the United States. So
wow,
that's
awesome.
Yeah, we're very pleased that we're going to have her and recognize her and also have her as our special guest. Actually, also, Dr. Hall happens to be on our advisory board, so we're very pleased about that, too. And we have a local Fox 5 anchor who will be our master of ceremonies, Amanda Davis. And so, in any event, it's going to be this Sunday if you're here, and if you would like more information, tickets are going fast. It's limited seating. We're going to have a live jazz trio performing and other entertainment. It's going to be a very exciting and very, very lovely affair. And if you are interested, please, again, our information is on our website, benevolentmissions.com. you'll see what you need to do as far as how to get tickets.
Okay. Well, I know that, you know, I just mentioned that the president had just given a speech to the school children. And I think it's the elementary school children that it was directed to. Am I correct?
Actually, he spoke to kindergarten through 12th grade.
Oh, yes. Well, my point was, you know, I think that the leaders of the world know that they have to start with the children when they're young. If we're going to leave something good on the planet, we have to help the young people because, you know, the whole world right now is in a financial crisis. However, we all have something to give. And the people who are really passionate and want to do something for their community, their country, their roots, and the world, you can come up with some creative ideas. Because number one, I know if a lot of people that might be like me that are pack rats, you can always find something to put in a garage sale or something like that, you know, where you can get a few dollars that you can donate. So if you really, you know, while there's a will, there's a way. Because I know that one of my nieces was in a run, and people were saying to her, you know, we don't really have a lot of money to contribute. But I told her, always said to them, one cocoa full basket. Are you familiar with that, Joanne?
Yes. I saw
going
that.
Right
and,
back to the root store.
That's right. That's
and every
right.
every mickle make a muckle. You remember that one too?
Yes.
How come I don't know those things?
Well, because you're perhaps not that rooted. But every mickle make a muckle. I gather that sometimes that was some type of measure, perhaps in the old days, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. Are you familiar with the origination of that particular phrase? Lay?
I'm not.
No, definitely not.
Well, I've heard it, though. Have you ever heard it, Joanne?
Yes, I have heard it.
Right, okay. So we have to do some research on that. But my point is, there you don't have a minimum as to what people can contribute, do you?
Oh, not at all. I mean, we were at a jerk festival. We had a booth a few days ago, and I mean, we had a little bowl, so people were, we don't have a minimum. I mean, everything, every dollar adds up. We had
right.
a bowl collecting funds from you know, whatever money people wanted to drop in there, and I mean, all the way up to an individual who, you know, he said, you know what, let me, I have a check I want to write to you, but you can come and get it at my office. So, I mean, you mm-hmm. know, we don't have, there's no minimum. Every little bit, every dollar adds up.
Right. So for you people who have been putting your change in a jar, it might be a good time, you know, to take the change to those machines that count it for you, and then, you know, just give that money to the cause or, you know, a similar cause. And I want to make a suggestion now that you mentioned the school. There's a school in St. Anne's Bay, you said, that you're helping?
That's correct.
And there might be some listeners who are, you know, from that area who might remember the days that they went to school there and want to, I hope that something will touch them if they know someone who is from that area of the island. They, you know, sometimes you're a little more passionate about where you're from and you can remember the school and things like that. So I'm hoping that, you know, people from all over the world, no matter where you're from, you know, at this time in our lives, especially we seniors and the people who are adults, I know President Obama is asking people to get into some community service and, you know, give something back. Help each other. You know, that is what it's all about. When you're in a crunch like we are now, everybody, the whole world is in a crunch. You know, there's no country except for some of the rich countries, that everybody is feeling the pinch. So, but collectively, if everybody do something to help someone else, it will make a big difference. And I know one thing that it does something for you, the individual, when you're making an effort to give. Did you want to say something, Leigh? I know.
I just wanted to ask Joanne. All right, so you have one, and I think you mentioned another school in Kingston.
In Kingston, that's correct.
Do you have a specific funding target to, let's say, achieve for these two projects before you go on to others, or is it just one pot and then you divvy it out to, far it's two schools that you mentioned?
Right. Yes, we tend to, what we try to do, it's one pot and then we divvy it up. We obviously, the fact that we're 4 years old and this raise the funds is really what drives it. We really didn't want to stay. We don't want to stay in one school, but we want to continue as we go on into other areas of the island, you know, get other schools and then continue with those schools and see the progress and evaluate the progress of these children. So, yes, what drives it, though, is definitely funding. And, the fundraisers are great, but to be quite frank, the donors, the grants, that's where, that's really where the larger amount of money is. And so the donor area, as far as people donating, is very strong, and I encourage it strongly.
What about the concept of matching funds? For instance, just let's say that I decided I was going to give a certain sum, but before I get the sum, I would match. Let's say for the St. Anne's Bay project, if you came up with X amount of money, I would double it, something like that.
If we came up with X amount of money, or are you talking about who is we?
Just let's talk about St. Anne's Bay. I'm just putting this out as a matching funds element, so to speak. I know, like in the U.S. And for nonprofit organizations, you could go and solicit money wherever you would like, churches, elsewhere, and your company where you work, you could them and get matching funds. Whatever you collected, they would double it.
And interesting enough, Leigh, as a matter of fact, someone sent me a check with a large corporation, a Fortune 100 company. That's exactly what I'm working with him on. The company's gonna match. That's exactly correct. That can happen. I encourage individuals who work with organizations to realize that quite often your company matches and it's a benefit to the charity.
And it's a company write off for the company.
That's correct. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Everybody benefits.
That's correct.
Right.
Everybody benefits. I'm so glad you brought it up because, funny enough, today I sent off the note. I received the check, and he told me, let him know when I got it, and then I sent him a note. Now we're going to do the processing for the matching part of it.
And that
great.
Just gave me another idea I'll just throw out to you, and that is you might want to contact the Jamaican businesses that are scattered, even the small businesses that are scattered all over the United States. And, inform them about the project and see if they're even willing to put something in their business with some information and have their customers leave their change in it.
Which
because I know they do it at Kroger here sometimes if there's something going on. You give a dollar and you get 15 cents, you put that change into that bottle or whatever they have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, excellent idea.
You perhaps could start off with the businesses here in Atlanta, and it could be the restaurants or whatever the business is. Have members of the organization or friends contact people they may know in business or know of business or in other cities that can do the same thing, because this is an important project, you know, over the centuries. I mean, I have gone back. Lay is my loyal listener from the Bronx, home of the Yankees, can tell you we have toured the whole island, and there was not a parish that, when you research it, there was not some old Jamaican in 18-something that did something fantastic, you know? So we want that to be, to continue to be our history, that we produce people from that small country that can make an impact on the whole world, the entire world.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, because it has happened over generations. So we don't need it to end now, even though we might not be around. That's something, you know, we would like to know that it continues. So you know, the education part of it is most important, and I think that your organization is doing it at the right age. Because if you don't get them young, they don't make it to high schools.
That's exactly right, and that's what we discerned and ascertained and evaluated, and after our research, that's exactly correct, that if we don't reach them when they're young, chances are you're not going to reach them at all.
Before I lose the point, Joanne, again, have you talked to the Jamaican embassies or consulates about a project like this so they can maybe spread the word?
We actually are, yes, the embassy in Washington, we do have, as a matter of fact, the ambassador. Fortunately, he was not able to make our event this weekend, but they are aware. We do have contacts,
okay.
And they are aware of our organization. And the Honorary Council here in Atlanta is definitely very active and interested in organizations that are like ours and very much a supporter of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Martin, very much a supporter.
If people that are listening, and I know some might be connected with the council in New York, they might want to pass that information on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and again, benevolentmissions.com, www. And Leigh, are you in the Bronx now?
Yes, I am.
Is that where you live? You reside there? Actually, I won't take too long, but actually that's interesting because when my parents moved me to New York, that's where I lived for many years.
That's right. See, the Bronx, you know, it's funny how I'm in a pretty large organization as well, and so many of the people's, you know, the women's mothers' families lived in the Bronx way back when it was stables and pasture land.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Isn't that something? I never think of the Bronx as stables and pasture land.
I don't know of that either. That was way back.
that is way back. I'm quoting them, of course.
Uh-huh.
It just goes to show you the evolution, you know.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I remember that we spoke of Jamaicans that were here in 18-something, you know, and so we've been circulating for a long time here in the USA. But,
that's correct.
You know, I think that no matter how small, everybody can help in some way, is my point. Because
that's correct.
If you're not here in the Atlanta area, or if you cannot give some money, you might be able to talk to somebody else, and together you can come up with an idea of some money.
Just for our benefit, and I'm trying to watch the president and talk to you guys at the same time. Could you give out that, let's say I'm inspired by what you all just said, and I would like to give a donation. How do I go about it?
Let me give you our address, our post office box, and also, and please make the check payable to Benevolent Missions of Atlanta, or BMA for short, BMA, Benevolent Missions of Atlanta. And our post office box number is 941-485-4185. 941-485, Atlanta, Georgia, 31141. And I'll repeat it. Post Office Box 941-485, Atlanta, Georgia, 31141. Benevolent Missions of Atlanta.
On the website,
really, really appreciate that.
And do we have to earmark what we intend to check?
No, you don't, Lay. I'm sorry. No, you do not have to earmark it for it. It goes. I mean, the funds that come in, our focus is target. You know, the scholarships and the computer labs. So it's www.benevolentmissions.com.
And people are able to donate online. You have where they can donate online?
Yes, we do. You're able to go on. We have PayPal online that you can actually donate online.
Mm-hmm.
So we have many ways. But again, it's amazing how here in the United States, yes, there is a need. Some children have a need. But, all over the world. But I can tell you, even though things are not great for people, I tell you, there's always someone who is in greater need.
Mm.
And the children really appreciate it. One year, I was privileged to take something down to a school. And, it was so moving. The principal actually had, I thought we were just going to hand the gift, make the presentation to the principal. And he had the entire school student body there to say thank you. And I will never forget that experience in my life. It was, and they performed, they sang, they had a dance. They were so appreciative of what people, what other people did for them to bring this gift, what we donated to them. And it was unbelievable. So, whatever you're doing now, whatever your thoughts are, there's always a need, and education is so key. And these children really, really need help, and that's what we're really trying to do, is to help them, to give them an opportunity to have a better life than what they currently have.
Mm. Yeah.
And one last question on this subject of donating. If you were to get a donation from an individual, you send them, of course, an acknowledgement, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Uh-huh.
And you can use that, and then that can be used as your record. But your check, obviously, too, is your record. But we do have an acknowledgement. We definitely acknowledge it.
Right.
And you would have that record.
Yeah, because even in the tax requirements nowadays have gotten a little quirkier in that you sometimes have to get a letter of acknowledgement, depending on, of course, how much. Yeah.
Yes, and we do have that. We have our treasurer is a CPA, and we do have that that
mm-hmm.
letter that we provide,
okay.
especially if someone asks for it. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Very good. Well, again, I want to remind the listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish. We're here every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And as you know, we are here to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. And although I mentioned before, a lot of us might not be planning to return to Jamaica to reside or retire, we still have a love for our land. We still have, we're citizens of the United States, but I always say I'm also a citizen of the world, but my roots are in Jamaica. And now that I am retired and my favorite fan from the Bronx is 2, we are using this medium to just lavish about our days when we were brought up in Jamaica, research some good positive things to, so that we can feel good about our country and to help in any way we can. And so this week's show is dedicated to help this organization who are doing a wonderful job in helping the children of elementary age in Jamaica that have needs. And I am very impressed that they're trying to improve them in with technology, because they're providing them with computer labs. And, you know, almost every school here have computers. But it's not the same in Jamaica, and I suppose in other poor countries. So
right.
Is there any, do you actually need computers also, or do you just buy new computers when you're going down?
You know, one of the problems is it depends on the, we buy new ones. We buy new ones and get them down there.
Right.
Because sometimes it depends on, you know, the age of the computer. Sometimes they just we've had situations where it just doesn't make sense to send the older ones down. So it just depends on how, you know, up to date or how old it is, because
right.
the software changes all the time. But yes, we definitely believe that in order for children, you know, because again, it's a poor, you know, poor environments, and many children can use a computer versus the scholarship. So we do it. It's a hand-in-hand situation where we provide individual scholarships. In addition to that, with the computers, you know, children need to be able to compete with kids in other countries like ours. And one way is they have to have computers and be able to use them. And so we definitely, the funds that we have definitely also we believe has a strong impact in the area of providing computers and software.
Great, great. And, you know, I know, does anyone have any idea of how many people that were born in Jamaica are living abroad? Does anybody have any statistics on that?
No.
Lee, do you have any idea?
No, I've seen different figures from time to time, but I'm not sure that any of these things that I've seen is really accurate.
Right.
I think now that the computers have come in, they've gotten a handle or a database of people residing wherever in the United States. And so the
individual cities, I've seen that, but I've never seen a number of the total amount living
right.
away from Jamaica.
I've seen it in the past, and you know the figure kind of escapes me now, but there is a host of people here, and I imagine maybe I'll go to the library tomorrow and see if I can come up with some approximation.
Right. I have a feeling that it's perhaps more people living abroad that were born in Jamaica than are living in Jamaica now.
I've heard that, but I don't know if it's true. But
yeah. But,
but if it's even half of that, you know, you think if everybody gave $5 or a percentage of them gave $5, every child would have a computer.
Don't forget
yeah.
there's a big
yeah.
downturn, and don't get, you know, carried away, because donations this year,
uh-huh.
I can tell you, are not forthcoming.
I know.
But you know.
And almost anybody can afford $5.
Well,
it's just what you're passionate about, really.
Yeah.
I think that,
true.
You know, I'm just encouraging people to don't worry about the amount. You know, if you use PayPal, I've seen things on online that you pay through PayPal for $3. So PayPal
right.
will accept anything.
That's correct.
And
one wants
a full basket.
Right.
I guess your point is that it does, you know, you would not reject a smaller donation, and of course you would accept gladly a larger donation,
right?
Whatever it may
right.
be.
Yes, and as Margaret is saying, if everybody's putting in something in the pot, it all adds up. That's
mm-hmm.
absolutely correct.
Right.
One
exactly cook correct.
And basket.
Right, and again, you're right, the passion, education, we're trying, you know, all of us really just trying to have an impact while we're here on this earth, and it's a short time, and, you know, this is one way, just one way of trying to make an impact, really.
Right.
And we obviously, we don't know the impact, you know, but we believe that it's making an impact. It's, and really, it's amazing. As I said, I experienced it on the, visually, I mean, at that time, and I said, oh, my gosh, here I am in Atlanta, and in Jamaica, these kids are here, and look at what, how appreciative they were, you know? So it was just, I'll never forget it. And so everyone who's listening, it's just amazing what you can do by just giving and giving and donating and helping and whatever it's your, whether it's your time and your dollars or both.
And because our shows are archived, anyone coming by later on, even after the show is closed, we're not on the air, we're promoting this particular event for this weekend, but the need is 365 days, not just one. Right, Joanne?
That's correct. And again, it's www.benevolentmissions.com. It is an ongoing need. We are, I mean, the organization is a 501c3 organization, so that's correct. This is just one event, but it's, the organization is here. We accept, what we do, we can only do it with funds. That
right.
Our
and I would also like to mention that because the mission is fairly new, they're 4 years old, but if there's anyone living in any other city that might be passionate about what they're doing, it might be a good idea to get online and, you know, make contact, because perhaps you can help them from your city by, you know, starting something, if it's even from the point of view of starting a little fundraiser, even if you don't actually start a chapter, but if you start a fundraiser for your little community, from your community or your city, it would be a very good thing.
Margaret, excellent idea.
Urge you to do that. Joanna.
I absolutely encourage that.
Yeah,
Margaret, that's great, great ideas, great encouragement, and that's so true because we're already established, and so you won't have to do a startup anything. It's just, and that's excellent in terms of having fundraisers in different areas. And just contact us, please, for any ideas and to make the connection. Again, it's www.benevolentmissions.com. And our address is Post Office Box 941-485, Atlanta, Georgia, 31141. And all the offices are online, including myself. You will get information as to how to contact us again and what we're doing.
Yeah, so have a bake sale. You can give a dollar for every jerk chicken that you sell or 50 cents. Put up a bottle in your shop or store. You know, talk to your friends about sharing their change. You know, we've got kids that we need to feed so that they can pay attention in class and learn. So
exactly.
I ask all my listeners and my fans and those who come by later to just remember that we are here to serve. Whatever we can do to help another human being, you know, it is good for us as well as them, as well as the world, because we are all part of the world. And what we leave behind is very, very important. I mean, and it's most important to us because it's how you feel about what you've done and your legacy that you will be leaving after you're gone. That is important. That to me, is the most important thing. So, again, this is Backyard Labrish, and we're going to be signing off in a couple of minutes. And I thank all my listeners online and those calling in and hope that you'll be with us every Wednesday as we labrish about whatever makes us happy. And it makes me very happy. Last week, I was grinning from ear to ear because we had a native Jamaican poet, Miss Maxine Lyons. And I hope you'll all listen to that show. And so I am asking everyone to tune in and help us to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. So, Joanne, I will be at the Fair this weekend. I know it's going to be fantastic. And I look forward to listening to the Honorable Rex Nettleford. And we will have him on our show next week, so be sure, everyone, to tune in. So our loyal listener from the Bronx, are you there?
Oh, yes. Thanks to Joanne. Good work, and lots of luck to your with your project this weekend. Sorry I can't be there, but
I
have to
That's
be in Florida on a somber occasion. So next time.
All right.
And good talking to you, Leigh, and thank you so much for your support.
Yes. Good night.
Thank you.
Night.
Thank you,
and Joanne, I want to thank you for what you're doing for the organization, number one, and number two, for being our guest tonight. And I want to let you know that I support you 100%, and you can always call on me in whatever way I can help. I'll be happy to do so. And I see we have another caller from 631-451. I thank you to be on our call. And if you would like to say something to encourage Joanne or something, make a comment, just let me know by raising your hands. We still have a couple of minutes, and we have some other callers that like to be silent, but we're just glad you're here. And we hope that you're enjoying our show and that you will tell your friends about us. We also have a website, which is www.backyardlabrish. And for Jamaicans, you know how a labrish is spelled, but I'll spell it for our friends of Jamaica. It's backyardlabrish.com. We're a social community, so we hope that you'll join the community, leave a comment. Let us know if you enjoy our show. We also have, if you're not on our mailing list, our email address is backyardlabrish@bellsouth.net. So do send us an email, and we'll be sure to get you on the list so we can inform you about our upcoming shows. But tell your friends and spread the word, because my passion is to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. So, Joanne, I thank you again. Good night.
Good night. And
I know it's
going to
be a great affair.
Thank you, Margaret. Looking forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're most welcome. And bye-bye, listeners. And I'll see you, hear you all next week. Thank you. Good night.